The United States has sent nearly 90 metric tons of relief supplies on a total of 8 flights in recent days, but officials say flight clearances are only coming on a daily basis, and Burmese leaders have not accepted the offer of large-scale aid deliveries by air and sea. Pentagon spokesman Brian Whitman said Wednesday he has seen no indication the aid provided so far is being hoarded by the Burmese military government, as some reports have charged. But Whitman says it is more challenging to determine exactly where the supplies are going once they're taken off the aircraft at the Rangoon airport. Meanwhile, Thailand's prime minister returned from a visit to Rangoon Wednesday, saying Burmese leaders are sure they can solve their problems. The prime minister told reporters Burmese leaders might accept more relief supplies, but do not want any foreign aid experts in their country. Still, the European Union's Commissioner for Development and Humanitarian Aid, Louis Michel, said he hopes that position changes.
Je n'accuse pas, je ne condamne pas, je ne juge personne.
Michel said he does not condemn Burma's leaders, but hopes they agree to make use of the disaster relief professionals the international community can provide. He said they work under the principle of impartiality, independence, and neutrality. Burma's military leaders have closed their country to most international contact for decades, and U.S. officials have said they are paranoid about allowing foreigners in now. Meanwhile, Burma's getting heavy rain, and forecasters say it could get worse in the coming days as another storm passes through, but they do not expect it to be as bad as the cyclone was last week. Al Pessin, VOA News, at the Pentagon.